Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who were called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving, and they are compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. You can call the show for that angelic advice on this number, 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, once again, everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in by computer or by phone, perhaps you're listening to my many archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. All you need to do is type in Angel Healing House, Blog Talk Radio, and scroll down, as there are over 150 shows now, and each one contains different channel topics to help us with clarity, to help us with direction, to give us peace, to bring us back to that state of allowance, forgiveness, tolerance, and acceptance, and also it brings us back to joy. The posse of angels' messages, channeled messages, do bring us back to joy, self-love, peace, and also they motivate us. They give us inspiration to maybe see things from an angel's perspective, and to maybe try to walk down a different path in our lives. If the path that we are walking down is maybe perhaps not honoring for us, or it's feeling like it's dishonoring us. Now, first of all, listeners, I would like to thank all of the callers who called into the show last week and went into a random drawing for one person to win my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. And the winner of that drawing was area code 817, and it was Crystal from Texas. So congratulations to Crystal. I will be calling you on that number after the show to get your address and send you a belated holiday gift, because I'll be sending out that CD to you. And for those who are not familiar with my CD, this guided angel meditation CD, again, it's called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. It gives the listener so much more than just relaxation and stress release, narrated by myself, but it takes you on your own journey with the angels, and it walks you through practical exercises that help you feel free, freeing yourself from the burdens and the worries and the cares and concerns of daily life. It has vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring musical accompaniment and sound effects. And so this letting go of concerns and living in the now, I've heard from so many people that it brings peace and clarity and an actual newfound awareness. And it truly is inspiring and uplifting. If you'd like to order your Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now guided angel meditation CD, you can go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. You know, many of us listeners know about the laws of attraction, which is whatever we focus on and matches the direct vibrational frequency of the universe will manifest for us. Now, a lot of people forget that point about the laws of attraction. They have watched movies like The Secret. You know, they've read different books, Ask and It Is Given. You know, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, and so many of these books said, you know, what you focus on will appear. So many people put their focus on what they want, but then they don't realize that if they then go on to have feelings of self-doubt, low self-worth, and that they might be sabotaging and limiting themselves and putting their attention on negativity, their vibrational frequency will not match the frequency of the universe, because the universe is always conspiring to bring us exactly the direct energetic frequency match to what we hold. And if our vibrational frequency inside is not of the same high, wonderful frequency of the universe, then our dreams and our intentions and all those things that we would wish will not manifest for us. And many people practice keeping their frequency high for a specific wish or an intention to be filled. But I would go so far as to say that there are very few people out there who spend time pondering how the vibrational frequency that they are holding is affecting other people around them and other people in the world. Well, I would like to thank a client of mine for sharing with me an amazing story of what happened this week as a result of receiving a, in quotes, misguided phone call from me. Now, this client wrote to me and she said, I was sitting down and I was feeling particularly stressed out and worried, overwhelmed by my work situation that truly has not been honoring for me for a very long time. I thought back to the session that I had with you when the posse of angels had reminded me that this job that I was doing was not in alignment with who I am, and it was not honoring, and it was not respectful, and that I really needed to find work or to open myself up to receive work that was more respectful. Now, I was feeling particularly overwhelmed as to what to do and how to make this a reality when all of a sudden my phone rang. And then, almost immediately, it stopped ringing. Now, before I could look to see who it was, I felt a wave of tenderness and love course through my heart and tingles and shivers of healing energy and peace settled into my body, assuring me that everything would be all right. This energy felt so sweet that it made me feel like crying. I then looked at the missed phone number, and it was your number, Candy, that appeared on the dial. In that moment, I knew that God had sent me your energies to know that everything would be fine, to remind me of our session together, that I was so worthy and so deserving of doing work that was best for me, work that honored and respected me. And in that moment, I felt so much better, so much more empowered, and I felt like I deserved so much more. I know that this was no random call, but it was a sign from God and the angels, and your energies were His instrument. So I really, truly want to thank you. And that comes from Lauren in Los Angeles. So thank you, Lauren, for that lovely, lovely message. We do our best, but we have no idea the love we hold, the high vibrational frequency that we hold for healing and love and acceptance and tolerance and patience and forgiveness for others. We have no idea how that goes out to touch so many people's lives directly, and mostly the different ways that we never hear about is the indirect ways. So to help you to bring all of your energies back into alignment with the light of God, for you to experience not only the ease and the grace and the flow of beautiful manifestation in your life, but also to hold the energy of the divine for yourself and others in the planet, you can call me at Angel Healing House after the show today on 831-277-3716 for your own intuitive counseling, Reiki sessions, perhaps an angel reading. I've had lots of people inquire and book with me for learning Reiki, and it does not have to be done locally in my Los Angeles office, as I teach over the internet and the attunements for to become a Reiki practitioner are done over distance, using the distant healing, the distant energy for Reiki. So once again, you can call me for any of those services at 831-277-3716. And please, everyone, do remember, if we choose to rise above our humanness and we see a person from an angel's higher perspective, then there's more of a chance that we will not take anything personally, and we will truly be able to see them through the eyes of God. Now, I see that we have a few callers on the line. Please do hold on for those free angel readings. Once again, if you would like to call in for a free angel reading, that number is 646-716-6794. If you're a regular listener, you know I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which is putting to rest the ghosts of Christmas past, or releasing the ghosts of Christmas past. Now, I think the posse of angels, and I'm hearing that they got the idea for this topic, was because the other day I watched A Christmas Carol. And the version that I watched was the, I think it was the 1953 version. And it was all about Scrooge being visited by the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and also the Christmas yet to come, for him to realize how much of his life it was put and spent on negativity, on being mean and crotchety and not open and welcoming, and it affected so much of his life. He might have been very wealthy, but only in a monetary vein, because he certainly didn't have a richness of spirit and a richness of inclusivity and a richness of love in his life. So let's see what the posse of angels say about this topic today. Well, they wish to start the program today by asking each and every one of us, so, who is haunting you? That's an interesting question. So, who is haunting you? Well, and they're saying that the majority of people would say, no one's haunting me. And you know, this might be true on a conscious level. You know, when it comes to relationships with ex-romantic partners or ex-business partners, our mothers, our fathers, our siblings, and our children, many of us have physically moved away. We've moved away from home, or we've moved away from locales, and we may rarely, if ever, speak to them and have very little contact with family or people from our past. Everything may appear to be fine on the surface of our lives. Oh, you know, that person was in my past, but they don't affect me anymore. But much like a little water bug chooses only to skim along the water, never going any deeper than surface level, okay, don't want to look too far in the past, and we don't want to spend too long in going over or acknowledging certainly our part in what happened in a relationship that we no longer want to put any emphasis on. So for fear that if we do go there and we do go back in the past and look at that we will drown. And many people live their lives never realizing that what lies unresolved just underneath the surface is actually stopping the fulfillment of their desires and their wishes coming true. Now, no matter how diligently they're following the laws of attraction, you know, they might do lots of affirmations in the morning. They might set their intentions for the day. They might have done a myriad of vision boards, putting up money and putting up lovely homes and putting up all kinds of things, people to meet and places to go and things that they want to realize on a material, in a material sense, and none of it manifests because of that underlying negativity inside of themselves. You know, if there are any unresolved feelings of negativities, of negativity towards anyone, and I do mean anyone, if there's any blame, if there's any anger or sadness, resentment, unforgiveness, if there are any feelings of being abandoned or judged, or there's any judgment that we hold, then we will be, and those people will be our ghosts of Christmas past or our ghosts from the past that will haunt us. And unknowingly, they will steal our energy. And they don't have to, you know, appear to us in a white sheet and go, woo, you know, and make things move in the house or do anything that the movies have shown us that ghosts or in discarnate physical beings, you know, in spirit, might be up to some mischievous things in the house. They don't need to do that, but they haunt us because we are allowing them to steal our energy because there's still some attachment there that we choose to hang on to. In fact, if there is anything that makes us feel in any way like we are a victim, or that we blame them for making us feel abandoned, or, you know, if we're not good enough or we're not worthy enough or whatever, if anything inside of us is triggered at all and making us reactive in any way because of another person, we are allowing them to still affect our lives. I had a client in here the other day that said that with somebody in her life was making her angry. I listened for a while about the different scenarios she brought to the session about this person making her angry. And I said, if I met this person and this person would have said the same things to me, I said, I would not have gotten angry. And the client looked at me and I said, that's because I would have chosen to see what the client was saying has nothing to do with me. It has to come from the client's paradigm, what they're holding on to, and how they react. And I would have allowed that person to have their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions, and their opinions. I would have honored them for feeling in that way. But I certainly wouldn't have allowed it to make me angry because it truly did not have anything to do with me as it came from their programming, their belief system, and their things that were still unresolved inside of them or that made them say these things. Okay. And a lot of the times people say things because they're coming from a place of hurt. They're coming from their own place of unresolved sadness, resentment, blame inside of themselves. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that this unresolved negativity is so veiled, so deep in the past, that oftentimes we absolutely have no idea that its haunting energies are actually stopping us from manifesting what we desire. In fact, Angel Healing House has seen many clients this holiday season. And in 100% of all these clients' cases, the problem that they came in to receive intuitive guidance and channeled messages from the Posse of Angels and myself was merely a symptom that was perpetuated by being haunted by an unresolved relationship issue that had not been brought to light. In each case, every one of those clients was coming in for a mere symptom for a much deeper cause that was inside themselves and that had not been resolved yet. Now, the Posse of Angels is showing me a two, and they're saying that, you know, one, and perhaps one of our teeth hurt, okay? And so we go to the dentist, and the dentist sits us in the chair, and he starts to put a new filling on the tooth without removing the decay that's in the tooth. And if we keep masking, and we see things as a mere symptom, you know, the tooth hurts, and therefore, before the new filling can get put on or put in, then the old decay has to be extracted. It has to be taken care of. It has to be brought back in alignment, cleared up, before the new can be put in, and then the tooth can be healthy again. And this is very much why they're showing me this example of the decayed tooth, because this is what our life needs to be clear, to be able to be healthy, by really going beneath the surface and seeing if we've cleared and we've cleansed every person from our past to bring it into the alignment and bring it into the light of God. Now, take for instance one of these clients who came to me recently. He was a 30-something lawyer, and he came in because he needed some guidance. He needed some messages on his job. Okay, he told me that he absolutely loved being a lawyer, and he actually loved being a part of a law firm. He loved the camaraderie. He liked the working together, you know, bringing different cases to working on them, to bringing them to success. But he said that the thing that he really didn't like was that he needed to make more money. And he had been thinking that if he went into private practice, he might be able to increase his income. Now, as they do with every one of my clients, Posse of Angels started with taking the client back over their life to highlight the people, the choices, and the decisions that they wrote into the contract of their life that contributed to where they currently found themselves along their journey of life. Now, when this client was speaking about his life and the things that happened as a youth, the things that happened when he was a young adult, you know, sort of in his 20s and on up into his 30s, what became blatantly obvious was that each relationship that this lawyer had seen him settling and compromising his desires to make things right for others. For instance, he had an older brother and a younger sister. He was always the peacemaker in the family. He was always the one to settle, to compromise, to work things out. You know, I wasn't surprised to find out that he is a Libra, because I'm a Libran, and Librans, you know, we sit on the fence. We want to bring everything into balance, but at the expense of making things right for other people, what he ended up doing was to not be true to himself. So he did a lot of settling and compromising in his life when he got to be a teenager. In order for teenagers to break away, I'm not talking about, outlandishly rebellious behavior, but a lot of times teenagers do rebel, in all kinds of ways, to break away, to show their independence, to show that they are a separate entity from where they come. He had none of that. He was acquiescing. He did what everybody told him to do. And in many ways, he subjugated who he was, and his heart was closed down. And then this showed up because he was not true to himself. It showed up in many of his romantic relationships in which he felt like he had been taken advantage of, and he had been used by his romantic partners. So by not speaking up for himself and certainly not communicating 100% authentically with what he truly wished for himself, he was constantly being drained and constantly giving his power away. He then opened up to me that what was most troubling for him, even though he came in 100% sure that the reason that he was coming to me was to find out whether he should go into private practice or not, but what came up in the intuitive counseling session was that his wife had told him and berated him over and over again that he was not providing enough money for her and their son, and that being a part of this law firm, he was only getting a part share in it, and she kept saying, you are much better than this law firm. You are, you know, you should go out and you should go into private practice. Private practice, and you'd be making so much more money for us. Her comments were continual, he said. They were hurtful, and she was constantly harping about him being a poor provider, and he said it absolutely emasculated his energies. When I asked him about his income, he said it was more than adequate if his wife just stopped overspending. She said the water was like, the money was like water and just dribbled through her hands, and she had no thought as to saving and to making what he earned, which was a good living, was adequate and was good, was, you know, adequate for them and their son. Now, the rest of the session with this lawyer was spent in clearing and cleansing old patterns that he thought that he was, that he didn't have, that he was not allowed to communicate his needs and desires. You know, funny that he had chosen a profession, and I brought this up to him, that he had chosen a profession in which he had no problem communicating as a lawyer on behalf of others. But he felt strangled when it came to his own needs. You know, it's so funny, listeners, how many times we unconsciously choose something to help us in our own lives, you know, and we go on to help others, you know. So he was, as I said, very good at communicating and helping others as a lawyer, but he was not good at communicating his own needs. I often say we teach best what we need to learn most. Now, after exercises with him around forgiveness, now mainly for himself, okay? Not, yeah, forgive other people in our lives, but mainly forgiving ourselves for continually giving his power away, and exercises around the acknowledgement and the higher reasons that he wrote different, very significant souls into the contract of his life. This client immediately felt like a huge weight. There was a huge burden had been lifted from his shoulders, and that he was divinely allowed by his birthright of his divine inheritance from God to voice that the treatment from his wife was killing his spirit. That's what his words were. Her treatment of him was killing his spirit and affecting it, his ability to work and provide monetarily for the family. He also was now strong enough to say to his wife that he didn't want to put more pressure on himself by going out into private practice and going it alone. Yes, sure, he could have been making more money, but it's more difficult to establish yourself in private practice and to get the clients, you know, and to build up that clientele. So armed with a clear slate of addressing his ghosts from the past, not speaking up for himself, not communicating his true heart's desires, and not telling her 100% that the income that he was making was adequate if she would stop overspending, trying to make it right for everyone else and not making himself a priority, my client felt like his spirit was starting to fly once again. And the next day he called and told me he had the first honest conversation with his wife in the 5 years that they were together about her emasculating comments and him not providing enough when it came to her overspending, and that his salary was truly good enough. He said that the level of honesty and true caring love that happened as a result of him speaking up for himself, he said their relationship took a miraculous turn for the best. He said it was unbelievable. Now, this client was so thrilled with his session that in order to build on their new relationship, he paid for his wife to have a session. And when I asked why she had come, she told me it was because of the way that she spoke to her husband. But during the overview of her life, what was revealed was that her father had been an alcoholic, had been abusive, and in her own words, a deadbeat, and never worked, causing her family such financial struggles and heartache. Internalizing this kind of male figure, the way she shielded her beautiful heart was to become harsh, sarcastic, reactive and triggered by years of shame of living in poverty and heartache without money. With her father not paying attention to her, she craved the attention of men and sought after their often obsessive behavior, even though it was detrimental to her. Fast forward to the marriage to her lawyer husband now, and since she still was harboring so much pain, hurt, anger, and sadness towards her father, she continually lashed out at her husband and criticized him for not providing for herself and their son. For this to be an even greater self-fulfilling prophecy, her unresolved anger and pain fueled her obsessive over-shopping to make sure that she was right instead of being clear enough within to be happy. Let's go to the phone lines before we discuss more about our releasing of the ghost from not only Christmas past, but all of our past. Go to 973. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey, Jackie. And how is your holiday season going? Are you experiencing any ghosts from any past coming back to haunt you?
Yeah, I am. I've been walking through some things, and some things I've been able to deal with alone in prayer, and then other things I've sought out advice and have gotten some positive feedback and, you know, some constructive criticism, which I needed to hear. But right. I do have unresolved issues similar to what you were just reading. It just sounded like it was such a similar story for me.
Right.
Christmas was a special time in my family, especially my father used to always make Christmas the most wonderful time of the year. Literally, he went all out for Christmas for us. And between his passing and then my mother passing, I don't look forward to the holidays like I used to. I mean, like, I only do it only for the sake of my children.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel the holidays the same way.
Yeah. There are many people like you, Jackie, who, you know, they have such wonderful remembrances of that feeling that they felt when their parents, or other people in their lives made that holiday so special. I've helped a lot of people turn the mirror back on themselves and really find that joy within themselves. You know, it's, yes, your mother did this, and yes, your father, you know, especially did those things, But that doesn't mean, and that gave you joy. But that joy and that happiness, ultimately, you allowed yourself to feel. And you wouldn't have felt that joy and happiness and translated what they did into that joy and happiness. So the Posse of Angels are really saying that joy and happiness is not dependent on a particular person on the outside. And now that with your parents passing, I don't know if you ever speak to them, but they are saying that they're still with you. They're still with you at holiday season, and you trim the tree, and when you eat your holiday favorites, or you wrap the presents, or whatever your traditions are, by you carrying on their tradition, they're as close to you as your next breath. They're as close to you as your heartbeat. And I don't know if your children knew their grandparents and were fortunate enough to share in the tradition, or if it only happened when you were a child. But you might say, grandfather, my father did it this way, or my mother did it this way, or make them a part of the holidays, and really consciously know that they are there with you, and that the joy that they that you experience with your mother and father, that's still inside of you. It's just allowed yourself to not shut that down completely. But, think it's not quite the same.
Yeah, I decorate because my father used to love to decorate. And I enjoy doing it. And I do feel them. I do speak with them. I know that they're around me. I believe they're sending me messages. I just don't understand it.
Right, right. Well, the thing is, the more time and the more effort we open ourselves up to receiving their messages. And it could be in all ways and shapes and forms. I would think that, with the way that, that what I'm feeling is the way that your dad loved Christmas is that he is there 100%. He is so much a part of you and sending you signs in so many different ways. They're just saying that for you to be open to receive those signs, now that you know that, they're always with you. People think heaven is somewhere up there, but it's actually a different dimension, a different reality, which is it's right next to us. But they live as a non-physical being in a different dimension. But, it's right all around us, and the more we're open to receive, the more we feel those shivers and those tingles and, like a faint breeze going across our face, or, things moving in the house, or different songs on the radio coming on, all of those things are really important. Did you have a question for the... for perhaps your parents at Christmas time, or did you have another concern?
I have many questions. I just, if I have a message from them, I would appreciate it.
Okay, let's see. Let's ask specifically. I've done this a couple of times on the radio. What's your dad's name?
His name is Windsor. They call him Goody.
I love that. Goody. And what's your mom's name?
Lola.
Lola. They are quite a team, your mom and dad. I don't know what they were like on the earth plane, but what they're showing me is the Posse of Angels are showing me Goody and Lola holding hands, and they're saying that they are a very strong unit. They're also saying that they've done this dance many, many times before in different incarnations. One of the reasons they came back was to bring you and your brothers and sisters back on the earth plane, and this was their unfinished business, and they're showing them as a really united team. It feels like such kindred spirits. That's what it feels like. Their energies. So let's see what comes out. What messages come out from Goody and Lola for Jackie at this holiday season? Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I just feel like crying. The first card that comes out for you is the card of peace. They want you to know to please release the past. It's so amazing how many times I do this on the radio program. I speak about a topic about, you know, releasing the ghost of the past, and this card comes up. In many decks, this is the death card. And the death card, it could mean a death of somebody, and both of your parents crossed over, but most of the time, it's about letting go. It's about a door mm-hmm. closing, and another door opening for you. So that you can have a more enriching experience. And they're really saying, the Posse of Angels, they're saying, for you to have that peace in your heart, that joy in your heart, that, turn that that sadness, you know, in your heart into saying that my parents are still around and they're sending me this message of peace in my heart and living that joy, continuing that joy, because they're still with you. This is such a beautiful card. The next card that comes in is, again, it's walking away from the past. This is the Eight of Cups. And they're saying, do what you know gives you the most peace and the most joy and the most settledness in your heart. You know, they're saying, by walking away, or releasing that which causes your heart to hurt, it will open up all kinds of things for you to experience, again, more joy during the holidays. And, yes, I mean, you know, the holidays are a time to be sentimental and to think back, especially if we have lost loved ones. But they said put more of your emphasis on the joy and the peace and the love that still exists for those people and who have crossed over. And the next card that comes out for you is the Justice card. And the Justice card is about truth. It's about remaining truthful to yourself. To bring about what brings you joy, and also about sort of creating that abundance during the holiday. And so many times people think abundance means gifts, and how much money you have to spend on gifts. But our true abundance comes from the joy in our hearts and the love that we have. And love never dies. They want me to draw a goddess card for you to give you empowerment during the holidays. And so let's see what goddess card comes out for you so that you can gain strength. At this time of year. Okay, the card that's going to come out for lovely Jackie is, oh, isn't that interesting? It's a take a risk card. Put your heart's true desires into action. It's a leap of faith card. And I think this is directly from both of your parents. You know, they're saying that you have a tendency to underestimate how extraordinary you truly are, and they want you to shine your light even brighter and to take a chance, follow your intuition in the new year, and it will bring you back rewards that will be so far greater than you could ever imagine. So, Jackie, I hope that's been helpful for you. I've helped so many people finally release those ghosts of the past that are stealing their joy. So I would love you to book in for a session. If you'd like more information, you can go to angelhealinghouse www.thebeautyhub.com. So I hope that's been helpful.
Definitely been helpful. Reassuring as well, because you touched on all the things that I've been, you know, feeling inside, and my intuition has also been, you know, giving me these little snippets of things. And, you know, sometimes you just need a little reassurance, you know, to hear it.
Absolutely.
To move forward, and I appreciate it in so many ways.
I had a, the posse of angels often tell me to do this. I had a holiday offer at the beginning of actually at the end of November, beginning of December, and my sessions are normally $200. I will offer you that session as a holiday gift if you'd like to take up the offer at $120. I do believe this is being conspired by Goody, by Lola, and also because the posse of angels are saying that it would be very helpful for you. So if you want to call me after the show, I'm at 831-277-3716 number. I would avail you to take that offer from the posse of angels to drop that price, so that you can go into 2015. Clear and no longer being affected by anything that has happened before.
You said 831-277-3716?
That's it.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Are you able to keep
me on the line so I can listen?
Oh, I will keep you on the line. You just go out and have the most joyful holiday season, and Goody and Lola, The energies from them are saying the joy is still there, sweetheart. The joy is still there, sweetheart. All you need to do is tap into it, and it will just spill forth from you with such an amazing stream. And mainly that peace card keeps coming out, peace in your heart. So I'll keep you on the line. You have a beautiful holiday season. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jackie, for calling in. And that goes for each and every one of us. The joy in the holiday season and all year round is not found in a wrapped present under the tree. I mean, we all, you know, sort of get excited about, you know, receiving presents, or many of us do. You know, the decorating, the baking, the cooking, the family gathering, all of that. But really the joy is to be found in our hearts. You know, the posse of angels really do want to say that if we remember that, you know, our choices to hang on to something and to see it from a different perspective are always within us. They're always, always inside of us. And when we tap into that, when we choose to tap into that, the extraordinary gift that we've been given of our free will and free choice, suddenly our lives become brighter, and suddenly we put more emphasis on the joy rather than on the sadness. Another client booked a session, as she needed direction to know how to proceed with her life. The opportunities and connections that she had been previously seen to be so free-flowing for all that she had seemed to dry up for her, and she was encountering lots of blocks and making forward movement in the country that she was living in for many years. Now, the posse of angels showed her the Eiffel Tower, and then they showed me them wearing berets, which was very funny. I asked the client why they were showing me references to Paris. She said that it was confirmation, as she had been receiving lots of signs pointing to France, as well as a possible job offer in Paris. I asked her if she was being given these signs, as she was very intuitive, why had she stopped herself from moving to France? It was at this point that she broke down, crying, and she admitted that she had been having an affair with a married man who was also her employer for many years, and he had promised that he would get a divorce and marry her. I explained that the posse of angels was showing her until she brought this dishonoring and deceitful relationship that was continually haunting her into alignment with her divine eternal nature, she would not be free in her heart to step forward into the life of her dreams. After doing exercises around forgiveness and cutting the cords with this relationship, my client said that she felt lighter and freer to actually go in the direction of her heart, unencumbered by waiting for her lover to leave his wife, which the posse said he was never, never going to do. So please remember that what may be seemingly causing conflicts and unrest in your life and stopping a person from living a life of grace, a life of peace and joy and ease, may be something completely different from the past. By bringing it into the light of day and acknowledging it, by thanking it, by blessing it, and by releasing it, which is done in my sessions, we go over a person's life and we look at it to acknowledge our part in it, to thank that soul who is a divine soul for being part of our lives, for blessing whatever happened, no matter who it was and no matter what it was, to release it. We're no longer affected by unresolved darkness, and we get to step forward completely into the light of our dreams. Now, a good exercise to see if you're being haunted by any ghosts of the past or anyone is to think about the person. Visualize them standing in front of you, and when you have that vivid picture, speak to them and say, "I wish you," and then fill in the blanks. "I wish you," and what is in that blank? Is it, "I wish you ill"? "I wish you sickness"? "I wish you terrible things to happen to you"? Is it negative or is it positive? "I wish you peace." "I wish you love." "I wish you joy." Because if it is, "I wish you something negative," that's just a reflection of what still needs to be brought into the alignment with the light of God inside of you. But if it's, "I wish you well," "I wish you health," "I wish you healing and love and peace," then, and only then, is this a reflection of what is inside of you. And that, dear listeners, just wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers and listeners for tuning in to the program. Thank you to all those who are listening to this archive show. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And if you'd like to book your amazing Angel Intuitive Counseling Session, Reiki Healing Session, it can either be done in my office locally in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally using Skype and over the phone. You can call me after the show on 831-277-3716. Again, that number is 831-277-3716 to fully clear and cleanse any ghosts from your past or anything that's affecting you negatively. Or you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth, and please go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Happy holidays, everyone, no matter if you celebrate or if you don't celebrate something. My wish for you is the same wish that I wish every day of the year. I wish you joy in your heart. I wish you to know the divine, extraordinary being that you are. I wish you to know that you are more magnificent, beautiful, and powerful than you could possibly imagine. I wish you healing. And I wish you peace in your heart. And I'm sending so much love to you. Take care. Love and angel blessings. Speak to you next week. Have an amazing week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.